Mallory was leading us through a maze of tunnels, and it occurred to me that I was now hopelessly lost. "Where are we?" I asked. "I mean, in relation to what's above ground." "I'd say we're somewhere under the public library, assuming it's still where it was in 1952. Or we might be a little west of there." After a few more zigs and zags, Mallory headed for what was to me just one more anomalous structure out of hundreds we'd passed, a flat-roofed shed surmounted by the remains of what had once been a pulley arrangement of some sort. The interior of the shed was closed off by a pair of matchboarded leaves sagging away from their strap hinges. When we tugged at them, they didn't so much come open as come off.
"Watch out," she warned. "There's no floor in there."
Indeed, there was no floor, but rather a 6-foot square shaft that appeared to go down about 40 feet. "I hope we're not going to jump this one," I said.
"No, there's a ladder attached to the wall over there at the right."
And so there was. Getting to it, however, would mean stepping across a chasm perhaps 2 feet wide. A distance of 2 feet doesn't sound like much, but the idea of crossing it over a 40-foot drop gave me a sickening twinge in my stomach.
"Aren't I clever?" Mallory said cheerily. "I brought some rope so we could lower our backpacks first."
We shrugged out of them, threaded the rope through the straps, and sent them to the bottom. Then, with my flash lighting the way, Mallory swung across the void and started down the ladder. The ladder, at least, looked solid enough, apparently made of some rust-proof alloy. While she was descending, I considered my situation. I didn't care for the idea of crossing the gap with a flashlight in one hand. I wanted both hands free for the business of grabbing the ladder, but I certainly wasn't going to make that grab in the dark. Since we had flashlights to spare, I decided to sacrifice one to illuminate the ladder while I was taking that big step. I dragged over a crate and positioned the flash to bounce light off the facing wall onto the ladder, so I wouldn't block it with my own body. 2 minutes later, Mallory was down, and it was my turn. Ignoring the twinge, I stepped across and grabbed. The ladder wobbled, or maybe I wobbled. I couldn't be absolutely sure which it was. The ladder was held away from the wall by a 10-inch brace. I stared at this brace, irresistibly contemplating the fact that the wooden plank it was screwed into was at least 2,000 years old. Well, it was bound to be fastened at lower points as well, where the wall would be stone. I looked back at the platform I'd just left. It was still there, just a step away. I'm afraid nothing but vanity decided the matter. I declined to lose face over a qualm that was probably groundless, so I began my descent. Just below floor level, I saw there were indeed more braces, these screwed into masonry. The trouble was, I had enough light to see that, as I lowered my right foot to the next rung, the ladder shifted slightly to the left. As I lowered my left foot to the next rung, the ladder shifted slightly to the right. With every step, I was using the weight of my body to pull the ladder away from the wall. I decided to hurry. Keeping my body as close to the ladder as possible, I took 3 more steps down. One screw gave. I could feel it. A second followed quickly. Then, they all went in rapid succession, like a burst of machine gun fire, as the ladder began to topple backward. "I'm going to die now," I remember thinking.